Happy Sunday, I'm Jeffy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news. The Cayman Islands joined 15 member states at the International Oil Pollution Compensation Fund's Annual Academy. Radio Cayman's Carsey Fuller reports.
The annual event is a training workshop for delegates and government officials responsible for oil reporting and oil spill preparedness and response. And Cayman was represented by a senior policy advisor in the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce. The IOPC funds provide compensation for oil pollution damage resulting from spills of persistent oil from tankers. The Academy provided training on the various aspects of the IOPC funds and the international liability and compensation regime for oil pollution damage. The program included presentations from the Secretariat and other supporting organizations, with sessions focused on oil reporting and contributions processing, the role of governing bodies and tips to facilitate active participation in fund meetings, handling an oil spill response, and the resulting claims submission process. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. In other local news, the Health Services Authority has expanded its neurological rehabilitation services with the introduction of the Speak Out program, therapy program for individuals living with Parkinson's disease. The program focuses on improving communication and swallowing abilities, two areas commonly affected as the disease progresses. Speech-language therapist Faith Geely-Roches says many Parkinson's patients struggle with speaking clearly and loudly enough to be understood, leading to social isolation and reduced quality of life. The evidence-based program uses a combination of individual therapy, group sessions, and home exercises to help patients strengthen and maintain essential communication skills. The new service forms part of the HSA's broader multidisciplinary approach to treating neurological conditions. It's our biggest cruise week in 6 weeks, with four cruise ships scheduled to visit Cayman this week. No ships are stopping by on Monday, but Tuesday welcomes Disney Treasure and up to 3,400 passengers. Wednesday is another free day before the arrivals of Celebrity Reflection, Carnival Horizon, and Celebrity Beyond on Thursday. Combined, those ships can carry up to 10,600 passengers. No ships are expected for the rest of the week. You can find the full schedule online at caymanport.com. A Department of e-Government employee has been recognized for his contribution to one of government's most significant digital transformations. Mendel Kerr, a digital identity and e-services specialist, has been named Employee of the Month for February 2026. The award recognizes his work supporting the rollout of the Cayman Islands Identification Card Program and his commitment to delivering exceptional customer service. Mr. Kerr was credited with helping improve enrollment procedures, supporting residents through the registration process, and contributing to service improvements across the initiative. Government leaders praised his professionalism, innovation, and dedication, noting that his work reflects the values of the Cayman Islands Civil Service. Work, Training, and Development Officer Kira Eiten has been recognized as the Cayman Islands Government Employee of the Month for March 2026. The award forms part of the Deputy Governor's Award Program and recognizes employees who exemplify the goals of the Civil Service Strategic Plan. Ms. Eiten was praised for her commitment to delivering exceptional customer service and for her role in creating opportunities for staff learning and professional development. Her manager, Andrea Bothwell, credited her with helping strengthen staff capabilities and fostering a supportive learning environment across the department. Colleagues also highlighted her willingness to mentor and encourage others as they pursue career growth. Upon receiving the award, Ms. Eiten thanked her team and leadership colleagues, saying she felt honored and grateful for the recognition. She said continuous learning remains central to both personal and professional development as a key focus of her work at work. That's your latest local news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and the week ahead.